Oftentimes, we keep things that we don't use, and before we know it, our homes are cluttered and messy. We will talk about organizing this hour with an expert who says that organization can change our lives. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our guest is a professional organizer. She will tell us the ins and outs of decluttering, and we will welcome your questions and your own suggestions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jill Annis, founder of Simply Organized LLC, which is an in-person organizing service that is available in Madison and surrounding communities. She is also a weekly columnist for the Wisconsin State Journal. She recently wrote a piece titled Organization Can Change Your Life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. So how can organization change my life?
Well, think about how your life is if you are a cluttered person or your house is cluttered. How does that clutter affect your life? You know, is it depressing? Does it bring on anxiety? Do you avoid having people over because of the mess in your house? So it's not, you know, a good effect typically that clutter brings to your life. So organizing, decluttering can really be life-changing.
And in fact, I'm going to lift the veil a little bit. We were talking about a Japanese author and a best-selling organizer who has a couple of books out now about how decluttering can change your life. And we thought, should we talk with her? And I said, oh, she's probably not going to do it. And she was not going to be doing interviews anytime soon. And I said, I remember Jill Annis. We had her on last fall, and I bet you she can do it. And indeed, you wrote a piece that was sort of based along those lines of how organization can change our lives.
Right. This author, Marie Kondo, has a specific method for going through a house and decluttering and technique. And I think it can be an inspiring book for, you know, anyone who wants to declutter. But she has a certain way of going about it, and it's not typically the way that I go about organization, but we agree with some points.
One thing that you said you did agree with her was ruthless decluttering. What is ruthless decluttering?
Yes, ruthless decluttering. Don't agonize. Don't overthink the process when you're organizing your home. Sure, you have to look carefully at things before you discard them, before you donate, you know, toss, recycle, make sure there's nothing important in them. But don't overthink the process. Don't get too attached.
Boy, how do you do that?
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything in our house, just about everything, we're emotionally attached to. You know, whether it be a pair of shoes, a blender, something conjures up memories when we look at it, when we contemplate getting rid of it.
Yeah, that's the hard part about it. And when I had you on before, I mentioned that I'm always taking on projects, and it's sort of an ongoing project in my house to declutter this closet and then this desk and now let's do the bathroom cupboards. And I'm doing it.
Yeah, it never ends. Really, it doesn't end for me.
Right, it
constant
doesn't.
Decluttering. Yeah,
yeah, it's constantly going on. But some of those things that, you know, that I have down in that basement storage room, I know that it's going to be really hard for me to get rid of. Even they're in a storage room, but it's the thing that, you know, the little wood thing that my dad made.
Right.
I'm never going to use really. Or it's the sweaters that my mother-in-law knit for my husband and myself. And I'm not going to wear them.
It's hard with those attachments. But yet they're packed up in boxes, you know, stored away. You don't see them, don't use them.
Yeah. So is that what do you do with those things that have a sentimental value to you but are really not useful?
Be choosy about what you keep. Keep the most special sentimental items and have a good place for them, to keep them safe in a box, display them if you can, but be really choosy about what you keep. And let the other stuff go. Maybe take a photo of it to keep it.
Yeah.
Instead of the actual physical item, take a photo and have that.
Sure. Yeah, that would actually be something that at least you can still remember it. But then when it comes to the rest of it, do you recommend a system in terms of, all right, here's a pile of I'm going to donate, here's a pile that I'm going to throw away, here's a pile that I'm still going to save?
Right. When you start the organizing process, you're going to choose a small area to begin, like a drawer, and you'll have those different piles. I like to use bags, paper bags from the grocery store. I label them, donate, recycle. Then you have a trash container. So as you're sorting, you have spots for the things that you're discarding.
All right. And you mentioned Marie Kondo's philosophy of keeping the items that spark joy and eliminate the rest.
Yes, she suggests that you pick up everything as you declutter and sort an area. Pick it up and ask yourself, does this spark joy? And I think I have things in my home that I need and keep. They don't necessarily spark joy. For example, the vacuum cleaner. When I look at that, you know, that does not spark joy. But after I vacuum my house, I have more joy inside of me, you know, and less dust on the floor and dog fur.
So that's an area where you might disagree with her to some extent. But
right.
I mean, but the philosophy of if I'm going through all that stuff that I, that isn't a practical thing like a vacuum cleaner. But I'm trying to declutter my closet, that if or my bedroom or something, that if there is something that really sparks joy in me, that might be an indicator that I want to keep it.
Right, right. And don't keep the stuff that doesn't make you feel good. For example, in the closet, when I hear clients say, "I don't even like that on me," you know, that's a clue. Maybe it's time to let it go. So it definitely does not spark joy if you don't like the way it looks on you.
So how did you, Jill, get involved with organizing?
It all started with a friend. Our children went to school together, and she wanted me to help her in her house. She was a busy mom, worked full-time, two young boys. And so we started going through her house. I thought, I like this. You know, I think I'll turn this into a career. All started with that one friend. So I've her to thank, and I love it.
So if I called you up and I said, I need help, what do you do?
Well, first of all, I ask you if you've called me, are you ready to let go of things? Because that's important, to be in the right mindset. And so you need to be physically and emotionally ready to let go of things with my, you know, guidance and assistance, helping you make a decision. So once you're ready, you know you're ready, we make an appointment. I come into your house, and that can be scary for most of my clients. But once I walk through the door, they see that I'm there to help. I'm not there to judge. And so we get started on the area they decide they want to declutter that area that day, and we start sorting, like I said, with the different piles, the donate, the recycle, and mostly we're making decisions about what they want to keep and what they want to let go of.
And you can do a room in a day, or how does it usually work?
It depends. Everyone organizes at a different pace, a different rate. So it depends on how quickly they make decisions. If there's interruptions, those factors come into play. So typically we work 3 hours at a time, and maybe we can do a closet. Just all depends on the amount of stuff they have and the rate at which they make decisions.
So then do you do anything? Do you help me stop, you've helped me, you know, declutter a room and organize a room, and it's great. Do you help me in any way to make sure it just doesn't go back the way it was in a year, you know?
Right, right. That's hard, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Weeks later, maybe it's back that way. Yeah, we talk about maintenance. So the first or the key point for maintaining an area or your entire house is to have a spot for donations. A bag or a box that's labeled donate, or if you like to have garage sales and it's labeled sell. But you have this home, so when you find things that you want to donate, the home, the box, the bag is where you will put it. That way the donations are not getting mixed up into your everyday stuff and you don't have to resort. So constantly, constantly downsizing all your life really is a good way to maintain, and putting things away after you're finished using them.
That's a good idea. So you have that box that's going to be the donation box or the sell box.
Right.
That's always out. You don't wait until it's time to clean the room.
Right, yeah. It's in your basement. It may be in your garage, laundry room, wherever. But let your family know this is where donations go.
In just a minute before our news break, do I have to buy a bunch of supplies and plastic containers in order to do this?
No, not at all. No, just the opposite, because as you declutter, you're usually emptying those containers, and you're creating empty containers as you're sorting and letting go.
Yeah, I did that. I have extra containers now, so I guess I'm having some success. We are talking with Jill Annis. She is founder of Simply Organized LLC, and we are talking about organizing and decluttering and tidying. And we're talking about how this can be life-changing. Has it changed your life? Do you have a problem with needing some decluttering advice, or maybe you have your own suggestions? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. The Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about organizing and decluttering with our guest, Jill Annis, founder of Simply Organized. And we're welcoming your questions for her, and we're welcoming your suggestions, too, at 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Marcus on Facebook says, decluttering can be so therapeutic. Do you agree? Is decluttering therapeutic to you or for you? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. So, Jill, what about that? Do you think it's therapeutic?
Absolutely.
How so?
Well, I hear time and again from clients that they feel better after we finish our session. That's what they say almost, you know, every day I hear that. I feel so much better, lighter, freer.
Isn't that something? That's the first word that came to mind when I thought about that, is you just feel lighter. And I guess it's because you've thrown away probably some, you know, boxes of stuff and junk. But you feel lighter.
Right. All that stuff that's been burdening you and you've been looking at it, it's gone.
So right now, and I told you this last fall, but right now I did do my office decluttering, and I think I did a pretty good job, except I have three bags of the stuff that I can't just throw away or recycle because it's confidential information. It's a pre-approved credit card offers and things like that. And I do have a paper shredder. I bought a paper shredder.
Good.
But you know what? It's going to take me like a week.
Yeah, and you might burn it out too.
So aren't there, I mean, what a hassle this is.
You're in luck because spring and fall are the seasons for free shredding events around Madison. And I have links to the shredding events on my website under the resources tab or on the homepage even. So look on the homepage, scroll down. There's a couple links to events that are coming up in the near future. So you can just cart it there in your car and be done with it.
Oh, that is so good. Because that's what's stopping me now. It's like, oh, I've got to shred all this stuff. Now, once I get rid of the bags and bags that I have, I should probably have a system where I'm doing that at least once a week, if not once a day. Hey, I don't need this. Mm-hmm. Shred it.
Mm-hmm. If you can't do it immediately, set up some time, you know, once a week to go through it so you're not accumulating so much.
Yeah, and can I stop accumulating that junk mail stuff?
The junk mail? Yeah. There's also resources on my website under the resource tab for getting off mailing lists. So look for that link. But you can opt out of those pre-approved credit card offers. Real simple. You just go to optoutprescreen.org. optoutprescreen.org, and that's on my website. But you can just eliminate those totally. And within 5 minutes, that's all it takes.
I think you might have mentioned that last fall, and I just didn't do it. And I've got to do it because that's the majority of my mail.
Right, you know? And it's not safe. You don't want that out there. You definitely want to shred that if you are receiving it.
And it won't be the only, it won't eliminate the need for all shredding, but that would be a big bulk of it. Mm-hmm. So that would certainly be helpful. The other thing that I have with my office decluttering that I have a hard time, and I did it finally, but not everything, cards that come from people that were, you know, a birthday card or an anniversary card or something that maybe had a little special little note in it. But I just had my 30th wedding anniversary, so I can't keep every single card that
they accumulate,
so,
don't they?
Yeah. And so, but it feels so bad. They're lovely, lovely cards or funny cards, or they have a little note from a dear friend or something on
right.
them. And you don't want to just throw those away.
Those are really difficult for many of my clients. You have a spot for them, though, a box that you keep them in?
I do.
That's good. And that sets a limit, too, that box. Maybe you just keep it to one box of cards that you'll keep during your life. And so when that box is full or becomes full, look and see if you can recycle any of those cards. Maybe the ones that just have a signature and not a special note. Yeah, can you be more choosy about that if you haven't?
Yeah, that's a good idea. So it's okay. You're not saying you're not so ruthless that you say I have to get rid of all those cards.
Right. I'm not saying completely empty your house.
You know, we had a caller who didn't want to stay on the air who said that decluttering. He wanted people who find decluttering. I don't understand this. I guess decluttering does not help him. Maybe he's saying that some people are hoarders. At what point are you considered to be a hoarder?
I do not work with people with hoarding tendencies. I'm not trained to work with them, but hoarding is a whole different issue, like a mental health issue. And it's usually people that just can't get rid of anything. You know, there's food rotting in their refrigerator. There's garbage in their house they're unable to part with. You know, newspapers that are decades old. So it's a whole different issue. And for people with hoarding tendencies, they tend to become very anxious when they think of getting rid of anything. So it isn't therapeutic in that respect. It's not freeing. It's
I understand. So that must have been what he was saying, that it induces anxiety. But that is, when I have cards that I don't want to get rid of, or I feel bad recycling them, that's different than hoarding fast food wrappers with food on them.
Right, right. Very different.
Yeah. So, again, you don't deal with that type of issue. You're dealing with the run-of-the-mill, I got a lot of junk in my closet.
Right, everyday clutterers. Yes.
1-800-642-1234. If you have a question about decluttering or organizing, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with Jill Annis, who is the founder of Simply Organized LLC. She is also a weekly columnist for the Wisconsin State Journal. One of her recent columns was Organization Can Change Your Life. And we wonder if it can change yours. Gary on Facebook says, in the course of a long life, a wise man will be prepared to abandon his baggage several times. And he says this is a Chinese proverb. Baggage, it has the connotation that it is just...
Yeah, a lot of emotional baggage, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, decluttering can be life-changing. In fact, recently, I had a client that found a stack of savings bonds in a box that had been packed up for a number of years. She had moved and not unpacked it. And we found that stack, and I said, turn them into the bank. And so when she did, the bank, she had to drop them off. It was such a large amount. Dropped them off. The bank called and told her what they were worth. Guess what they were worth, Joy?
Probably something.
$15,000.
Oh, my word.
So that's pretty life-changing, right?
Yeah, it sure is.
So typically, we find all kinds of treasures, whether it be money. I found, you know, a jewelry box that had $100 bills in it for the client. We find gift cards, but many times they are so surprised to find something they've been looking for, and they thought it was gone forever. And so that's really cool.
Nice. You know, yeah, that is nice. And
I'm so excited.
I have in decluttering found my I think it was my dad had not a real extensive collection, but just sort of a bag of old coins. Okay. And I haven't, you know, I mean, I haven't actually checked out to see if they're worth a whole lot, and they may not be, but, you know, that's something that you can find when
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, yeah, treasures.
Yeah. Well, besides, though, something like that, all right, so you find some money, how else, what other, do you have any other life-changing stories for people that people have had from organizing?
There's just their stress level is so... you know, greatly reduced after organizing. More energy, really. A lot more energy, not depressed and, you know, brought down by the clutter and the piles of clutter.
We are talking about decluttering, and we are welcoming your stories about how you declutter or how it's changed your life, or maybe you need some tips. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So we talked a little bit about... having this box that you will always throw in the, I'm going to donate this or I'm going to sell this, and that's how you can kind of maintain your organization. Are there any other practical tips that you have to share so we, once we have cleaned up, we can stay that way?
Besides constantly downsizing, you know, finding things day to day to give away that you no longer use, no longer value, you know, as you're going about your day, I also suggest that I just lost my train of thought.
So
that putting things away. So after you use something, put it away. Don't just set it down here for now. That's what I wanted to say. You know, how many times do you do that? Oh, I'll just set this, you know, hairbrush here or my jacket here, my purse there, just for now and deal with it later. The pile of mail here. So put things away. After you use them, put them where they belong.
Yeah, that is a good idea. The what about I was going to just mention the mail, and I'm thinking
yeah,
that
the mail.
I mean, I said that I should shred on a regular basis, which I do, but it's one of those things where, you know, I have a little basket on the table, and that's where it goes. And
I'll have a spot for your mail.
Yeah, I did. So that's good enough. I mean, but then
that's good because it's not getting mixed up with, you know, old mail or things that you want to read. So yeah, have a spot for your mail, but even more important, sort through it daily. What I do is I collect my mail if I'm the one that collects it. I walk through my garage past that, you know, recycling bin, city recycling bin, and I dump a lot of it in there unless it needs to be shredded. So sort out the important stuff, put those away, and get rid of the junk mail immediately. So when I say put the important mail away, you might want files in your kitchen or wherever you sort your mail, your office, for things that you need to keep and deal with. For example, bills that you need to pay. You might want a file that says bills to pay, receipts you want to keep in case you need to return something or you need them for taxes. You might want a file for those receipts.
And are there things that we're supposed to keep for a certain amount of time when it comes to bills or receipts or, you know, that kind of thing?
There's definitely papers you need to keep, you know, your tax sort of papers, things that are tax deductible. Medical information, health information, information about things in your house that you have, like the heating, cooling, that sort of thing. Warranties for things in your house.
Well, we have some callers. Deb in Manawa has a tip, and it's about shredding, right, Deb?
Yes.
Yes. What is it?
You can usually go to your local bank. A lot of banks offer shredding. So I do it like every Thursday at my bank is shredding day, and you bring in a bag of stuff you wanted shredded, and they put it in a bin and take care of it. So
that's a nice service, Deb.
It's really a nice, convenient service. So.
Oh, that's great. I mean,
you don't have to wait for that annual shredding day or that monthly shredding day by some company.
I'm just not sure that my credit union has a weekly time because they
Mine
have
doesn't.
An annual
yeah.
time. They don't have a weekly time.
So check with your bank or credit union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But maybe it's Manawa's got some good banks.
Yeah.
Because, well, if anybody knows, if most local banks or credit unions offer this on, as a weekly or a service to members, I'd love to know because
it's a great service.
I did see that the Better Business Bureau is holding one at the end of April. I know that my credit union has an annual one, but not a. I'm not told that I can bring stuff in on a weekly basis. So 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Anne emails and she says, how do you tell someone else to get rid of clothes or other things that they never wear without sounding like a nag?
Oh, that is really hard. You know, we can't control other people in our lives or other people that we know. So I don't have the answer to that. You can encourage them and say you'll help them and work with them and help them make decisions, support them without being judgy. So you can try that. But
what kind of tips do you have when it comes to decluttering the closet?
With the closet, you know, evaluate everything that's in there. You know, take the one rod, look at one rod at a time or shelf, and ask yourself, here's a good question. Ask yourself, if I saw this for sale today, would I buy it again? And if your answer is definitely not, then maybe it's time to donate that item.
That's a good question.
Or take it to a consignment shop and resell it. Yeah, does it still appeal to you? Would you buy that again? Do you like the feel of it, the fit of it?
What if it's like, well, it might come back into style. I might not buy it today because it's not in style, but it might come back into style.
How much space do you want to take up in your closet for the future versus present day?
And what about the tip if you haven't worn it for at least a year, out it goes?
Yeah, I think that's a good tip. You know, unless you have your basics for special occasions, you know, a wedding, a dress that you would wear to a wedding, and you haven't attended a wedding in a year, but you definitely would wear it again if you were invited to another one. So maybe something like that.
Yeah, and one of the things I have problems with is it's just so stuffed. I do have to get rid of some stuff. But there's certain things that are here's you know, different seasons. Do you recommend keeping different seasonal clothes? Stored in those boxes until it's time to haul them back out.
I recommend if you have the space to get those seasonal items out of your closet. So if you have a basement where you can store them. You know, hanging up would ideally, if they are hung up now, if you could hang them up somewhere in a basement closet or a basement wardrobe rack, that would be the best solution. So if you can get them out of your closet, do that. If you can't, can you move them to the far recesses of your closet? You don't have to look at the off season every single day.
What about shoes?
What about shoes?
There's like too many. Yeah, too many.
Time to evaluate those. You know, are they worn? Are they comfortable? That's a good one. Are they even comfortable?
Yeah. Should you buy those types of, like the shoe organizer, where you have little storage squares?
Sure. If you're really going to put them back in those little cubbies, that's what you're referring to, or the over the door shoe rack, or one on the floor. If you're committed to putting them in those slots or in those holders, then sure, go ahead and use those. I have one that hangs up in my closet that I use. But more often than not, my husband and I just kick our shoes off and they're on the floor of the closet.
So. And usually just wearing a couple of pairs.
Right.
So are you someone who recommends we buy, I mean, you said that we shouldn't buy a bunch of bins and this and that and the other thing. So when we have those, we see those closets that have all sorts of different racks and bells and whistles, that's not necessary?
It's not typically the solution to your organizing woes, the containers or the special systems. First of all, you need to do the purging, the editing. Edit until things fit in your closet, fit in your drawer. And then take a look. Do I need containers? Will that help me stay organized? You know, if I had a container for socks, for example, or a container for scarves or a certain type of holder for scarves. So then after you've done the purging, evaluate. Do you need any organizing tools to help you maintain?
I got got a gift, and we have just a minute before news, but I just got it. It looks like a flower, and it's a hanger.
I've seen those, yeah.
And you put your scarves on there.
Uh-huh.
And
is it flocked, like velvety, too,
yeah, it
so
is.
That it doesn't slip?
Yeah. So I thought, well, that's kind of cool, because I've got scarves stuffed in different corners. Maybe that'll help a little bit.
We'll see.
We are talking about organization. We're talking about decluttering. We're talking about tidying up. What's on your spring cleaning list? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll check news and then we'll be back talking with Jill Annis, who is the founder of Simply Organized. She's also a columnist for the Wisconsin State Journal. Her most recent piece is Organization Can Change Your Life. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about how organization can change your life, and we're talking about how we can organize and declutter our stuff. And we are talking about how we can maintain that organization and maybe even prevent the need to declutter. And we're welcoming your questions for our guest expert at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, I guess everybody in the audience is completely organized. We don't have anybody calling in quite yet. Actually, we had a couple of people calling in, but their phones needed some kind of decluttering, as they were very fuzzy. Including Laurel in Cottage Grove called in, and she said she just finished helping her 90-year-old uncle declutter his home. After he fell down, she said he would not have been able to live independently without decluttering. She says it's easy to gather a lot of stuff over the years, but one day you will be elderly, and the difference that this makes in your quality of life will be huge. And I suppose that's
safety
true.
Safety issue, mm-hmm. Big issue with safety. And also, you know, it's harder if you're elderly to sort through things and organize. So do it while you're young. Continually do it, yeah.
And, you know, we have Sarah who emails, my parents have a lot of clutter that has accumulated in the past 26 years down in our basement. Many times I've offered to sort through it with them, and they always say, oh, no, we'll do it later. This has been going on for years. How can I encourage them to start to go through it with me? So what about
that? Yeah, that's hard, you know, getting others to be motivated enough to declutter. You want them to so badly, but they have to be ready and in the right mindset. I would suggest maybe when you go over there, can you grab one box, bring it to the upper level and sit with them and sort through one box? Little sneaky way of working it in. See how it goes. Don't be judgmental. Don't force the issue.
What
See
a good
start
idea!
Start with one
box. That is a good idea, Jill. You know, and what else? Somebody could say, you know, I'm visiting mom and dad, and I want to go. Maybe that box has your grade school art in it.
True. Maybe it's your stuff. Start with your stuff in the basement. I bet there's stuff down
there.
My poor
parents, that's what they had. They had all of the kids' stuff. And, you know,
yeah. Oh, that's so common. Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe you can say, I'm going to grab this box. I'm looking for some of my mementos from high school, and I'm, you know, let's look for those. Or
yeah, start with your stuff. Get them going, and maybe they'll get into their things then. Someone just told me that they filled up a U-Haul-type trailer with their kids' stuff, with one child's stuff, drove it to their house, unhitched it, and left it there. And then the child went through it, the you know adult child, and went through it and got rid of most of the stuff, I guess, recycled it and donated. Yeah,
that's great. Well, that's a good idea though. Even if it's not your stuff, you could just say, "I'm kind of looking for. Let's look through some of the stuff. Maybe there's some, you know, mementos I want to bring over to my house."
Mm-hmm. You know? You might have some good conversations too.
Let's go to Pam in Waukesha. Hello, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What is your question or suggestion?
My question is that I tend to fluctuate in my weight between 10 and 15 pounds, and being of shorter stature, it changes my size of my clothing. And so I guess my issue with having too much pulled in because I fluctuate in weight and I don't want to purchase, you know, different sizes all the time.
I get it. So, you know, you have that pair of jeans that you'll fit into should you gain 10 pounds, Pam?
Yes. And then I lose it and then they're too big. And then, so if I go through my clothes and I go, well, these are too small, I'll never fit in them again. And I'll have them for like a year and then I'll get rid of them. And then lo and behold, I lose weight, and then there I am, and I have to go purchase some clothes again. And so I tend to hold on to things, and then the multiplicity of the seasons also makes it even more of a problem. So,
well, I'm with you on that one, Pam. I know what that can be like. But some might say get rid of the extra large jeans because then maybe that's extra motivation not to fit into them again.
Yeah, it could be. Do you have room to store, you know, one size up and one size down somewhere in your house, in a box, label it?
I do, but then there, you know, you talked about the bins, and that's the thing I end up with, you know, a couple of bins of this size and then a couple of bins of, you know, so, and then I don't even know what I have because then they're in bins. And so it just gets to be a little overwhelming.
Yeah. But if it's in a bin somewhere else, it's not in your closet causing a bunch of clutter there.
If you have room in another closet or a basement and you have it labeled with the size, so one size up, one size down, would that help?
I try to do that.
Yeah, but I can understand that. That's it's hard to get rid of. Also, you know, so right. And not get rid of it by putting it in that bin. Then she has a lot of bins, is what she's saying. But hopefully, mm-hmm. you're not having, you know, 30 years of different wardrobe styles in different sizes.
Right.
So, let's go next to Heather in Osceola. Hi, Heather.
Good morning, ladies.
Morning. Good morning.
I'm getting married soon, and I sold my home, so I've moved into my boyfriend's home. And he bought his home from his parents several years ago. So we've got his stuff, my stuff, and a lot of his parents' stuff all in this house. And I'm not a natural organizer. She's not a natural organizer. And it's a nightmare. Where can I go to get help? Is there somebody I can call to say, hey, I'll pay you whatever to come and help us get our you-know-what together?
So you're in Osseo?
No, I live in, we actually live in River Falls.
River Falls. You can look online at NAPO, N is in Nancy, APO.net, and you can look for an organizer. That's the National Association of Professional Organizers. What you would do probably is type in your zip code, and then they look in your area.
Association of Professional Organizers.
Correct. It's NAPO.net.
Wonderful.
Good
Thank
luck.
You. So, yeah.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much. You ladies have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you very much, Heather. So when you first came into the studio, Jill, I kind of showed you the shelf behind me, and there's a number of things on this shelf. We even took a photo of it, and I posted it on my Facebook page. I don't think it's on the show's Facebook page. We can put it over on the show's Facebook page, though. And we have Walkmans. We have
Walkmans. What's that?
I know, right? It's sort of like who uses Walkmans
my
anymore?
My dad.
But you know what? The reason why we have that is at least maybe one of them. Some people, when you leave the studio and you're going to go, maybe you're going to have to go to the bathroom or something, so you can hear that there's still a signal on the radio station. That's mm-hmm. what that's for. But very few people actually use that anymore here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
frankly, it's being monitored outside of the studios for that matter. But there's also an old dictionary, which of course you can
look.
Dictionary that doesn't it's busted. There are cups with paper clips here. There are, I mean, there's all sorts of junk. There's even little, you know, like, I don't know, there's rubber gloves. I have no idea
and
why there
dust,
are rubber
dust
gloves.
Masks. Yeah.
So what would you advise if I, you know, if this, I owned this studio and I how would you recommend we organize this studio?
So I would ask you, you know, when's the last time you used that dictionary with the spine worn off? You know, how often do you use it?
Yeah.
And can you use something else instead of the dictionary as in the internet? You know, look up spelling on the online. I use the internet for thesaurus, too. But spelling and thesaurus. How often do you use the dust mask? There's a
Never.
Whole package. You know? And then you pointed out the reel-to-reel device. You
know, yeah, there's a reel-to-reel machine
from the
here.
70s, or when was that?
We used it in the 70s, but it's probably older than that, yeah.
But, yeah, there's three Walkmans. And so, you know, do you need three all at once ever? Maybe not all of them are working. So can you go down to just one? Do you need any of them?
And so then we don't need, let's say we need one but not three. So would you recommend we donate these?
Donate, yeah. Like I said, my dad's looking for them. He listens to his cassette tapes on his Walkman yet. So there are people out there that still use some of these devices. So when in doubt, if it's working, give it away.
Margene in Montfort is with us. Hello, Margene.
Good morning.
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 Yes, I have 2 points. I recently helped my daughter move, and she had some dresser drawer dividers that expand that are fabulous for helping organize your clothing. And the second point I had was something that my parents did over numbers of years for their 9 children, tearing down their house and decluttering, is they started out with antique furniture and giving us all that for gifts, like at Christmas. They did that a few times. Their collections that they had accumulated over the years, pocket watches, cuckoo clocks, paperweights, et cetera, et cetera. And problem is now we all have it.
It was gifted onto you.
Yeah.
Now what do you do with it?
Yeah, and we are almost out of time. So what should they do?
Are they items that you truly want? If so, you know, display them, use them?
Right. They are displayed. They are truly all displayed. But they do take up space. I have a large enough home that I can do such a thing. But, yeah, they're not all used.
Yeah, right. Before you do this again with your parents, talk to them about, you know, you're limited with your space, too, and how much you can take on.
Yeah, and I'm afraid.
Good luck.
Good luck to you, Margene. Thanks for the call. We have less than a minute to go. Any last-minute advice? Is there something that we can all do today to help change our lives with organization?
Spend 5 minutes today putting things away.
Putting things away.
Yeah, 5 minutes. Put things away.
Will do. All right. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Jill Annis is the founder of Simply Organized LLC. She is also a weekly columnist for the Wisconsin State Journal on organization. Thanks to Nyasia Ellison for producing and directing this program. Thanks to Christy Taylor for on-air production. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.